Ontario's smallest potato grower, both in stature and in sheer volume of crop that we plant. We started growing potatoes about 10 or 15 years ago. And because my wife and I, Carol, moved to the Fergus area, we bought a small farm, a 10-acre farm, and we were extremely disappointed, actually, in the quality of potatoes that were available in the local restaurants. So we said, huh, we can do better. And I guess we shouldn't have, because we found out all sorts of challenges along the way. But I won't dwell on the negativity of it, because that's for another day. As I said, we started growing potatoes about 10 or 15 years ago. And we wanted to have something different for the restaurants and for the chefs to feature on their menus, to give them an advantage on producing a quality food versus McDonald's or something like that. Interestingly enough, the average Irishman, pre-potato famine, used to eat 14 pounds of potatoes a day. Now, that was a couple hundred years ago, and that's a lot. And I tell that statistic to, and everybody says, I can't believe that. Like, can you imagine sitting down to eat 14 pounds of potatoes a day? That's just phenomenal. It's all been downhill from there. So we try to promote potatoes. And our saying is every day you don't eat a potato, you've got to throw one out to get up to that 14 pounds a day. The potatoes that you're going to eat today, your guinea pigs, because they're not available commercially, and we hope that you like them, and we hope that they prepare well, because Ontario is looking for a red-skinned potato that they can make available to the restaurant. And if you guys like it, hope nobody drops dead. But if you like them, then we'll proceed and we'll plant another acreage next year and assess them on another year, and then we'll have an opportunity to buy that variety, or a restaurant, for example, would have the opportunity to buy that variety and license it as a woolly or something like that. Yeah, it's kind of neat. Any questions?
So are you yourself are developing this new variety that we're eating tonight?
No, we're not. Agriculture Canada has, for the last, I think, about 20 years or 25 years, had a program where they develop all sorts of, not just potatoes, too. And we applied to Ag Canada under what's called the Accelerated Early Release Program to get this variety of potato, to grow it out under commercial standards. This is the first year that we've grown it. We planted 20 pounds. We got approximately 150 or 200 pounds yield. And when Jason phoned and asked what I had, I said, well, take these experimental ones. If they're so new, they don't even have a name. The number is, for interest sake, is F, which stands for Fredericton, which is where they were developed, 05056. And again, if you people like it, and if the restaurant like it, the chefs like it, because that's key to our business, is we've got to have involvement with the chefs, and the restaurants that we're calling on. And they basically tell us what they want, and we try to deliver and work with them, you know, on specialty varieties. If they like it, then we'll plant 40 pounds next year and get a little bit more and assess it in events like this, a few more events like this. And then if we like it, we'll have an opportunity to, as I say, buy that variety.